This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Today we begin a new segment on WUKY. We're calling it Mondays with the Mayors. In the coming weeks, we'll be talking with the top administrators of area communities. And we start today with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Welcome, Lexington Mayor Jim Gray.
Hello, Alan. Great to be here.
Well, it is the first week of June, and that means it's time for the Commerce Lexington leadership visit this year. You all are going to San Antonio. What are you hoping to learn from this trip?
San Antonio, of course, is a remarkable city. I've just been there once myself, but, of course, it's known for its Riverwalk. It's known for that touchstone feature in its city, the water feature, which, as the Knight Foundation pointed out just a couple of years ago, all great cities in America, around the world, have some connection to water, a water feature of some sort. We'll be seeing that. I think we're arriving and visiting the Riverwalk, another feature of San Antonio that not many folks know about, but a connection to Lexington and Central Kentucky is a Toyota plant there, and it was built just a few years ago, and is today in active operation. And what it's done for San Antonio is help diversify and solidify its economy. It's giving good middle class jobs, good benefits to people that need those jobs. And that's a touchstone feature of San Antonio and a takeaway for us.
A little bit about the Riverwalk as we were on that topic. Do you envision like the Town Branch Creek, seeing some parallels there and what could possibly happen to downtown Lexington?
Well, and what you're talking about, of course, Alan, is the imagination for what's being called the Rupp Arts Arena and Entertainment District, reimagining Rupp Arena, featuring it as an icon, an architectural icon of our city, as it has that capacity to be that, and then to examine the area around Rupp, including the Town Branch, the original water source of our city, around which our city was settled almost 235 years ago. Resurfacing in a sense, reimagining, restoring the Town Branch as a feature to our city could be a remarkable opportunity. So, yes, the Riverwalk in San Antonio is a benchmark for us to examine. It's, over time, become an extraordinary feature for the city, both for the residents and for visitors. And I always say, build it first for your own people, then others will come.
And a diversified economy of San Antonio. You mentioned the Toyota plant. What are some of the other things that that they have that could be, let's say, emulated or duplicated back here at home?
Well, San Antonio has a rich arts and cultural history and fabric. It has technology companies embedded in the fabric there. So I think what we'll see is is an active city, a city that has adjusted and adapted over time, a diverse culture, ethnic culture, aesthetic culture, environmental culture. So you take all of that, and it's a touchstone for us. Lexington itself is a great city. I think I always remind myself and others that whenever we go on a trip like this to other places, we usually come home thinking what a remarkable place we have right here in Lexington and in Central Kentucky. And these cities around us, the towns and cities around us that really help shape and form a place that is unique in America and the world.
The Lexington Herald Leader a few days ago had an editorial patting the city on the back for positive job news from the likes of I-Hi, Big Ass Fans, and A&W Root Beer. Overall, Mayor Gray, how do you think Lexington has weathered the national recession?
Well, I always think of, I was influenced a lot more than 25 years ago by having a chance to work as a vendor to Toyota. And Toyota's production system, Toyota's problem-solving system really influenced me, our family business. And when I think over time about these issues, I think how we can improve. And job creation is something that's just really essential, and it's really essential that we not ever become complacent. Lexington's unemployment today is double what it was 5 years ago. Even when we're doing better than others, we have to ask, what can we improve on? Lexington was the fastest growing city in the state in the last census. We grew by almost 15%, 31,000 people. So, you know, we can't stand still. I mean, despite the temptation to do that, when we're green, we grow. A city is an organism just like a human is an organism. And finding and creating the environment for good jobs is just an essential part of our responsibility. A diversified economy is an essential part of our responsibility.
And I assume that part of that is working with outside communities. We're talking Nicholasville, Winchester, Paris, and places like that.
And we do just that, especially through the activities of our economic development agencies in our city, work together with our cities around Lexington. In fact, when I first came to this area, I came from a small town in southern Kentucky, Glasgow, which is about the same size as Richmond. And my first work was in cities in Richmond, in Danville, in Winchester, Mount Sterling, Paris, Georgetown, and then finally, you know, pretty much landed in Lexington. So the richness and the strength of Lexington is influenced a lot by the strength and the vibrancy and the vigor of these smaller communities around us.
Final question, Mayor Gray. The Urban County Council is now mulling over your proposed spending plan for the city. How do you feel about those deliberations going forward?
You know, the council is doing a great job of examining every nickel and dime, almost right down to the penny. And I always find this a remarkable process. I often say that compared to the private sector, budgeting in government is an art form. It really is. It's easy to say that there are elements of government that are not efficient, but I will tell you that over time, I have observed really carefully that the budgeting process is perhaps one of the most efficient processes. So we have an expectation that the middle of June is when a budget will be final deliberations and passed by the council, and we'll move right on into next year. We've had a tough slog in the last several years, which is still going to be tough. We've got lots of challenges to overcome. But I always say the human spirit triumphs in times of adversity. It doesn't fail.
Thanks again, Mayor Gray.
Hey, great to be with you, Alan. Thanks so much.